Clamor.
Okay, we are now starting the second hearing for the Town of Shrewsbury Lister's grievances. This is with Adrian Raymond, property owned by Adrian and Edward Raymond at 2318 Lottery Road, parcel ID 021-0-2318. And Adrian has some questions and corrections on some of the inventory for this parcel. What's that?
The other property has a different. Just so that you.
It's on the same parcel. It's a second section.
Right.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure.
This property is in, right, it is in two sections. There are two 911s for this. So the 911 of 2338 Lottery Road is a garage with apartment over it, which there are some questions about that, as well as the main house at 2318 Lottery Road. Do you want to read those questions, Clara, from there, or have Adrian read them? I have them in the record. Let me make sure I give yours back.
For the garage, there is a corrugated roof, not standing seam. Requesting functional depreciation. The long stairs are almost exterior. No storage, no closet and bedrooms. Very small shower. Stairs are newly covered.
That was a note for you guys. Since
thank you.
That'll probably offset.
Wasn't at the time of 4/1/2024.
Nice.
In the
nice
main house, she requests that we think about functional depreciation. There are steep and narrow stairs, very close to road, waiver needed for any addition. Can't bring anything by.
Oh, I started to write a note about for the narrow, steep stairs. You cannot have anything other than small things go up those stairs.
Okay.
Like you can't get a king-size mattress up there. Mm. I mean, I don't know if you can get a queen-size mattress up there.
Furniture-wise.
Okay. Certainly large. We do have one large dresser up there. And I know there's a big gouge in plaster because of it.
Yes. We might be able to look at other parcels in town as far as the being located very close to the road, and maybe where it's a fairly quiet dirt road, we didn't consider it for this property, but I'm pretty sure we have that on ones on up. I think there's one on the one right down the road here.
And I have a wildlife management area at the end of my road now.
Is that nice?
Is that a positive or a negative?
Yeah. You were talking about traffic.
Oh.
There is traffic.
Oh, really?
That is specific. Yeah, oh. Hmm. A lot of people go up there.
Hmm.
An amazing number of people. We used to maybe have, outside of the people that lived on the road, you know, going in and out.
Yeah.
Which was pretty extensive sometimes. They'd maybe have another two or three cars, tops, come up the road.
Huh.
We have at least 10, 15 cars come up the road now. And on Saturdays and Sundays, sometimes more. Hunting season's quite a bit worse.
Oh, that I can imagine, yeah.
But I'm amazed at how many people, because they're listed on a website on the state, and you know, you can find them all over, and people utilize them, which is great. I mean, that's why they bought them, but.
Right. So it's state-owned now at the end of the road.
It's a little bit of a mixed blessing.
Mm, gotcha.
Not only can my husband not ride his snowmobile up there anymore.
I can't wait, they haven't put the gate up yet, like you said they were going to.
Did they say they were?
Are they talking about that now too?
Where?
It was 2 years ago.
That's
why they even gate it.
Right by the landing.
I mean, before they get to the landing, but that's all the parking.
Well, no, just where the landing is. Just as you start to enter, they want to put a gate. There's usually is a big mud puddle there because that's where I hunt every year.
Oh, you mean past the landing?
Yeah, just past.
Okay.
The,
yeah, but then you can still go all the way up to the beacon and everything else on the other side. It's really a hard thing to gate.
Yeah.
I mean, you could gate the back thing, but then you have Phil Heil, and he wants to be able to get to his camp. Do you give him a key? Do you get, you know?
That's what we asked the game warden, if you guys are going to gate this.
We have a wildlife management area in Whipple Hollow that is gated now, and I don't know how you can gate state lands. That doesn't seem quite right to me.
They don't have a parking area for people to access it?
No, actually, in that case, they do not. I don't. Wow. You have to hike in. That's about it. And it's very awkward access.
Yeah, that is very strange. Yeah. Yeah. No, ours has a lot of access. It's it's not that it doesn't, but but it is a little problematic.
Yeah, yeah. But still to gate off state lands.
20 houses up there.
Right. Yeah, but to gate off state lands. Yeah, those are public lands. They're supposed to be for the public to use.
Well, it's not so easy to get to Wallace Road anymore. Anymore.
Yeah.
People, I don't know if anybody's, because you used to also be able to get to the top of Wilderness Road. Wallace and Wilderness, back to the end. But I don't know if anybody's used it lately. Phil still uses it, where he has those giant pillars.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen those?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. He, out in the middle of nowhere, he has two giant stone pillars and a giant wrought iron fence.
Huh.
Well, so nobody can get up his road, because people were going up his road.
Gotcha.
He only uses the camp maybe a week, a year.
Right,
his kids come up maybe a couple times, because he's in the Coast Guard. He just owns stuff all over the country.
Huh.
Every time they would be stationed somewhere, they'd buy something and fix it up while they were there, depending on which wife it was. Oh, sorry. Phil knows. But no, it's great, because he has property all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
His kids use this.
Gotcha.
I haven't seen anybody up there lately.
Gotcha. So. All right. Well, we'll take a look at it again. I guess it's you want to inspect again on Friday?
Sure.
I think if we're going to reconsider it, we should. And I'm not familiar with the inside of the main house. I mean, we went through the inside of the apartment, so I'm quite familiar with that now. But
what time on Friday?
Could be in the morning. You guys are here in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Because I have an appointment.
And it would be ideal if both of you can go. What is your limitation?
It's got to be ideally like at 9.
Sign me.
Let's do it. Okay. If that works for you, Adrian. Let's do that one at 9. The other guy's not going to be there anyway. If you can make it with us, that would be great. If not...
I doubt it'll take an hour to inspect Adrian's place.
I don't think so either. Yeah,
that's
no,
fascinating.
No.
Yeah.
Unique. It depends on how much digression there is in the topics.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
I always used to tell the teachers when my kids would come out, I can give you a roll of duct tape. And they never thought it was funny. But
Yeah. Thank you. Have a good night.
I hope you don't get inundated.
That closes that here.